Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's not that often where we stay with a couple topics all tied together this long, but I think it's worth it because we're getting just a lot of texts and obviously a number of calls. So if you're just tuning in, because I get it, it's a long break, right? And some folks love the top of the hour news. Some people, that's the only reason why they listen. You know, it's the balance of can you be a news and talk station. For me, 11 minutes is too long, but I get the balance of that. We're talking about the numbers on trust in media, historically low. 28% of those surveyed by Gallup, and Gallup's been around since the New Testament, 28% expressing a great deal or fair amount of trust. Then you get to the other side. Not very much confidence, 36%. None at all, 34%. So what would cause you to have more trust in the media? Then we combine it with a story that Dave found from a PBS Marist NPR poll. And so some people might be mad because it's just an NPR poll.
Liberal bunk.
30%. Now say violence might be necessary to get our country back on track. What is that noise?
That would be a squeaky door in the other
room. Whoa, that was strange. 18 months ago, just 12% of Democrats agreed. Now, 28% of Democrats. Republicans, they're at 31%. That is frightening that you want to bring Republicans and Democrats together, Dave. Apparently, that's it. Just short of 1 in 3 for both sides think violence is the way to get our country back
that's
on track.
Fine.
So I want some text on that, too, because I think both of us are thinking, holy bleep.
That would also mean, by the way, that 30% from each side believe our country is not on track right now.
Yeah. Well, we know those polls have been off the charts for a while. This, I mean, just look at the Democrats. I mean, from 12% to 28%. By the way, let's be clear. Violence is not the way to get our country back on track, period. End of conversation. In a lot of ways, that's not it. So on these two together, because I think they can go hand in hand. When you hear this number or these numbers on violence and basically just short of 1 in 3 saying, yeah, you know what? We'll all be better off after we have violence in our country. How long? How violent is it? And then really believe in whatever news they're consuming? It's 28%. Let's get to a number of texts. I'd love more. 651
461-9226. Among the texters on the left here, because we had a caller, a couple callers last hour, who were right or center. No problem. Liberals threw all cops under the bus and called them racist after Floyd death, not murder. They wanted to defund the police. Your argument does not hold water. First of all, I believe he was murdered. You get to disagree.
Legally, he was murdered.
Yeah. The courts found that, and I know Liz Collin put in a lot of work on the fall of Minneapolis, and there's a lot of people who believe it, and she can do that, and she's carved out a large following. If it's a niche, I'm not going to say it's a niche because that's downplaying it, and I go to Alpha News every day in consuming information. But the idea that every person on the left said defund police, get out of here. Too many did, and I disagreed the day it happened. Day it happened. Minneapolis has had some racist cops. That's just a fact. I still, and I'll say this for, I don't know, the 10 millionth time, the overwhelming number of officers are somewhere from good, very good, to tremendous at what they do. But there's a lot of data that a certain amount of officers, and it's not a big amount, I'll be clear about that, weren't good officers. And Derek Chauvin was one of them. Derek Chauvin stayed on George Floyd's neck. Let's count. Should we count all the way to 8.5?
It's going to take a while.
Okay. George Floyd should have immediately said, okay, I'm arrested. George Floyd, drugs in his system, yes. But for 8.5 minutes, you want the knee on the throat, and I'm aware of the training. But for 8.5 minutes, and just dismissing the other officers around him, and oh, by the way, he did this before? Oh, yeah, really good cop. Okay, when people are going out of the way to defend him, just give me a break. Text, who has the truth? Where should people look to find the truth? Serious question. I think that's a great question. I think you have to decide if news information matters to you. If it's enough a part of your life. And for some, it's just not. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? It's completely different here because this is what we do. Then you have to put in some level of time to consume information to try to match it up with facts, try to match it up with some consistency, and understand the differences in media. Because we had a bit of that conversation with Dan near last hour. Talk show hosts, do I think at times we are a part of traditional journalism here? I absolutely do. When we interviewed Harry Niska yesterday, that's journalism. When we do overrated, underrated, properly rated, no, that's entertainment. That's ask. When we have Major on, as good a reporter as there is in D.C., immensely respected, let me be crystal clear, by both sides. By both sides. When he's given us information and we're having a conversation, my former partner says this more than me, but he's 100% right, Dan. A lot of what we do here, a lot of what he does very, very well, too, is have conversations with people. Some of it's more of a straight interview. With Major, we're having a friendly conversation on important topics and also lighthearted topics. Harry Niska, Lisa Damith, others, that's more of a straight interview. Okay? But within our show, opinions happen. That's very different than straight news, and I know a lot of people, Dave, still believe the straight news, that the idea that that's objective is folly. It's a little bit what we said last hour. It's the stories they highlight, what they continue to emphasize, how they play them, where the follow-up is not. And so I would encourage you, with whatever time you want to put in with it, and if you don't want to put any, there's zero apologies necessary, to try to consume enough information both ways and try to find people, Dave, who you feel like on a consistent basis are telling the truth. And let's also be honest, we have a president who a number of our listeners absolutely love and a number of listeners absolutely hate. But let's just tell the truth about Donald Trump. He wants to be flattered every day. And by the way, he's worth, like I heard Caroline today telling us he's lost money since president. Look up his crypto numbers right now. I mean, he's
doing this as a public service, Chad.
That's what she said. Public service. Public the crypto service. Numbers are like at $4 billion, $5 billion right now.
Seems it could all crash tomorrow, though.
Yeah. And
not this presidency.
And Jared has $2.5 billion from Qatar. And now Jared's negotiating again objectivity. But when the president, as a part of his success, uses the media and says the enemy of the people, that's not exactly helping in the trust in media. And his trust is if they write something positive about him. Just tell me sometime when Donald Trump has looked at a classic, typical journalist who wrote something that's critical of him and he hasn't just overreacted to it.
I've not seen it once. Has he ever called a reporter a disgrace, a disgusting, terrible human being?
And I'm not saying that Joe Biden and Barack Obama and W and Clinton were great about it, but Donald's just immensely different. And for some people, they love that. They do, because they've been skeptical of this coverage all along. So to have a guy, like even this week, let's just talk. Well, let's pause. Let's get to text, because we'll talk about Trump and the trolling thing with Akeem Jeffries. For the two of us, well, you just say, when you saw the AI-created video that Trump put out on True Social and also on Twitter, what did you think?
I thought it was ridiculous.
And? I mean, I thought it was ridiculous and racist.
I didn't jump to racist right away. I absolutely see where it came from, and I, you know, leaning that way, probably sure.
He didn't put the sombrero hat, the mustache, and the mariachi music tied to the white guy. He did the black guy.
Yeah, true. My mind did not jump to racist.
Yeah.
Maybe it should have right away.
Right. And that's, right? And some might say, well, that's because you're too negative. Well, that's because my opinion has been formed why he is what he's done. And also, he just met with them hours before about trying to avoid a government shutdown. And I don't think even the hint of racism should be part of it. And you know what others say? Great troll job. They think they find it funny.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Johnson said yesterday, or maybe it was even this morning. Just come on. It's just making a joke. Why are we even talking about this? Hakeem, you're my pal. Just let it go. That's what I tell him all the time. Just don't worry about it.
Some say that, and I'm not sure they believe it. And some say it, and they actually believe it. I'm not sure Mike Johnson thought that was funny. He likes his job, and he knows his job is in the palm of Donald Trump's hands. All right, let's stay with this because a lot of texts coming in. We'll read a bunch of texts when we come back. It's 20 past 2. Let's take care of ourselves. Let's take care of ourselves mentally. Let's be happy. Let's find things in our life that bring us joy. Let's take care of our bodies. Eat the right way occasionally. I've been eating better this week, but you know what else I had? What else I had yesterday, Dave? Elmar's Pizza in Plymouth.
Mm.
Maybe the best restaurant in Plymouth. I'm not kidding. Because Plymouth's not a good restaurant town.
It's not saying much.
It's not saying much. It's my town. It's where I live. I mean, I'm still Team Golden Valley. Don't get me wrong. Elmar's has phenomenal New York-style pizza.
I like that.
Don't even think about it. It's not deep dish. No, it's not bad lasagna. Get out of here. New York-style. So do I need to think about Stretch Lab a little bit more? Sure. They're not too far from each other. Stretch Lab works for anybody who's listening right now. Your young kids are in the car. Your grandfather's in the car. You're 72. You're 22. You're an athlete. You're a couch layer. You're right there. I'm going to play golf. I'm going to play golf in the next few days, and stretching helps me a lot. Some on my own, Stretch Lab helps me better. cross-section of people. They have trained specialists, dozen-plus locations across the metro area. Try it once. You're not going to go out without getting helped. It's how much you believe in it, and I believe in it enough that it's 6 years for me, and I talk about it on the radio, and I've recommended to dozens of friends. StretchLab.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, let's read a lot of text here. I voted for Trump and support him. I do, however, get sick of the junk, like talking about Biden and Jeffries. I think many politicians have lost professionalism on both sides. That said, I think we need to shake it up, but we will be ready for the next guy in a few years, hopefully Vance. Okay? He's not going to be the next guy in a few years. The next guy in a few years is going to be Donald John Trump.
Got the hats out now.
I'm standing by that. Well, he's had the hats out for a while.
And offering him to
throw him on the Jeffries test to show. See, now I think that's funny. I do. I think what he has. I found that funny.
Got a hat for you here, buddy.
What's your guess? Because there are many voters like this individual. In fact, I would say 90% of my Republican friends are this guy.
Vote on policy alone. Can't stand Trump as a person, but.
And maybe even not even can't stand.
Not their cup of tea.
But it's not like some of the stuff. It's like, why is he doing it? But they're like, I just agree with the Republican politics way more than I do the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what percentage of Republican voters that is, because I still think my guess is the overwhelming majority of Trump voters love it. They love when he does the trolling stuff. They love when he does the attacking. They love the dance. They love everything that some maybe the traditional Mitt Romney, Tim Pawlenty conservatives, they just turn them into rhinos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to be totally on board. But the left side of that way, too, because the two most popular Democrats right now in the country, I think we're headed for, is AOC and Bernie. And blech, that's my reaction. I mean,
Gavin Newsom's making a play. And he's jumping into the memes pretty well.
That has helped a lot. You know, and I just, the hypocrisy on that too, is when they're using Trump's same stuff on him. Maybe in a way I find a little bit more amusing. Maybe not as, at times it can be pretty darn critical too. But man, when the Republicans are like, why is he doing this? You're like, are you kidding me? This is your guy every day. This is what has helped him so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but I mean, just oh, yeah, Bernie's not a Democrat. Yeah, he's a Democratic socialist. He voted and he was going for the nomination of what party?
That would be the Democrat
party. That would be the Democrats. Buttigieg, I think Buttigieg is a highly, highly intelligent person. My gut tells me he'd be a very good president. But because of the way many black voters felt about him in South Bend when he was the mayor, including some interactions with the police, and if you look back at his numbers when he ran, and his numbers were terrible with black voters. And even there was a poll, maybe it was even a year ago, maybe it was right after the election, I guess. And Buttigieg and where he stood with black voters, it's awful. How are you going to win the nomination? And clearly Trump did much better in 2024 than he did in 2016 with people of color. And that's that's to his credit, right? You can't win the Democratic nomination if you're going to poll 5-10% with blacks, right?
No, of course not.
Yeah, I don't see it. Chad, I voted for Donald Trump. Do I like him? Hell no, but I was less excited about Kamala. Got it. Texter, we have a toddler as president. Let's see.
It's funny, the first text you read, a lot of Kamala voters were the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Didn't really care for her, but liked her better than Donald Trump.
Let's see. Democrats always use the race card since Obama did the same thing. Okay. So let's just talk about Obama and the race card in relation to Donald Trump. Let's never forget this. For multiple years, Donald Trump was the most outspoken person in the country. Was he the only? Nope, he was not. And yes, there were people within the Clinton administration who raised this question also, and she should have fired him. But for multiple years, Donald Trump kept saying over and over again, where's the birth certificate? Where's the birth certificate? Why does he now say Barack Hussein Obama? Did I miss?
To be thorough.
Yeah. Did I miss a lot of Joseph Robinette Biden?
That's just a long name.
Yeah. He's playing to Muslim hate. By the way, he's a Christian. He goes to church all the time.
Bible's his favorite book. He owns many.
And he did it because he's a black guy. Now, for a lot of people, when Obama had the beer summit, when he said, when he sees Trayvon Martin, that could be me. They were bothered by that. I think there are numerous other elected officials who've talked about race and their own race so much more than Barack Obama did. I don't think it's close. Don't think it's close. And by the way, Donald Trump played up to that hatred towards Barack Obama by individuals and race. And that's why he kept going with the birth certificate. He's a black guy, and he's not one of us. That was grotesque. This text. Help me understand this one. Biden unleashed the FBI on Catholics. Trump is supporting Christians. It's a no-brainer. Which one of them goes to church every single Sunday? Which one, when he was asked years ago, his favorite verse in the Bible, couldn't name one.
It's hard to pick, Jen.
So Biden, a Catholic, attacked fellow Catholics. That's what he did.
FBI has been on my doorstep 12 times since he went into Canada office.
I mean, he should have been president for multiple years, in my opinion. I said that. He was pathetic on the border. There were other areas where he massively underachieved. But if you think Joe Biden woke up every day thinking, how can I attack Catholics? I can't help you on that one. More, let's see. Chad, there have been studies that show people who listen to NPR are far more informed about current events. The statistics exist. I get a little worried about that, you know, because I get a little worried about pompous at times that can be, Dave. Because there are plenty of smart people who voted for Donald Trump or who listen to Rush Limbaugh or who watch Fox News. The idea that you're only smart if you vote for Democrats or you listen to liberal radio and you're a dope if you're paying attention to Republicans or listening to conservative radio, isn't that pretty condescending to you?
It absolutely can be. You'll find statistics that point to, you know, levels of education, the higher your education level,
yeah,
you vote for Democrat. That might mean that you're smarter. It might also just mean maybe perhaps you've been influenced by left-leaning people that seem to take up the majority of our nation's highest universities.
A few more texts. Isn't that his middle name?
Yeah, it's his middle name, but he said it for one reason.
Did he mention Biden's middle name once? Does he mention anyone else's middle name? No, he might think Rodham is Hillary's middle name. He might. It's her maiden name. Biden may go to church every Sunday, but the Catholic Church has denounced him for his beliefs on abortion and other issues. You might want to pay attention to what Pope Leo has said the last couple days. So the idea that the entirety of the Catholic Church has denounced Joe Biden is false. Jason is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.